Mr.
Dante Jones.
Mr. Jones, who's going to, this is Jones. The Honorable Mr. Ringhouse is going to create a hearing at this time, Mr. Jones, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Jones, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Dante Jones, ADC number 313084.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on the warrant of arrest. And you were notified about this hearing. I see you signed a notification on February 28th. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, on that form that you signed is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or will you be representing yourself today?
No, I did not hire an attorney. Just myself.
Okay, so you represent yourself. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to the right, your right, all the way here around the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Westby, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in this hearing. There's Mr. Westby on the screen now. So I need to swear the two of you in. So Mr. Jones and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you. So Mr. Jones, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. And then in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take testimony from Mr. Westby, and the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. Okay, sir, so let's start phase one of your hearing. Your allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on the same day after your release by 2:30 p.m. On January 29, 2018. Your whereabouts at that point were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Jones, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Jones's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. And I'm marking the forum now. And Mr. Jones, we're back to you for phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important part to you, which is about reinstatement or revocation. But before we get too far, I want to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Westby.
January 29th, 2018, Mr. Jones was released from DOC. He was arrested February 6, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 6, 2018, with an adjusted CSDD of September 6, 2018, in absconding. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Also 2016, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. So prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. Senior IRS score 2.2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1997, theft in California, the felony conviction, probation. 1998, theft in California, felony conviction, probation. 2001, theft in California, felony conviction, probation. 2002, theft in California, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, theft in California, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, theft in California, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, theft of vehicle, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, burglary, 2008, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2011, burglary, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2012, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, probation. 2014, burglary, second degree, California, county jail. His community risk score is a G3V3.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Jones, when you were released in January, late January, you were approved to go to Changes at 1344 South Mesa Drive out in Mesa, but you never went.
Yes.
Where did you go?
Well, I went to my grandma's house.
Okay.
My mom died December 7th of last year, so I was kind of already going through some things already. So I basically went to my grandma's house. I did call my boys and I said, "You can tell me coming 10 o'clock this morning." I did not show up. There's no excuses.
Okay.
I didn't go. So I'm not going to try to sit here and smoke up your eye. You know, I'm not making nothing up. So,
sure.
So that's what happened. I didn't show up and I violated.
Okay.
I mean,
did you?
I'll take that. That's my responsibility. I messed up.
Okay. So do you have a job? Do you have a job?
No, I just got out.
Okay, so...
My grandma's 18 years old, so I kind of helped. I stayed over her and I kind of took care of her.
Okay. All right. And what were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was driving to my grandma's house.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you come to their attention?
They said to put me up to my high beams. I guess my high beam lights were on my vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was a traffic thing, in other words, is what
you said. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do have a license, I do have insurance. I mean, everything's valid.
Okay, well, that's good.
Just my high beams were on, and they saw it was my vehicle pulled me over.
All right.
But there was no nothing, I had nothing on me, there was nothing, just to stop, and I, the officers pulled me out and asked me for my license. I told him, I said, I probably have a warrant for a probation parole violation, and he went back and checked it and said, yeah, and that was it.
And sure enough, you did, okay.
Yes,
so,
yes,
so,
yes,
sir.
Yes. I have one.
All right, so sir, your current convictions are for dangerous drugs and narcotic drugs. Do you use drugs, or do you sell drugs, or what?
I had recently used, yes. I use drugs.
Okay, when's the last time you used, sir? About.
In my club, so.
Right, I know, it's hard to think of it.
I can't recall.
Was it before you went to prison, or since you've gotten released, or...?
No,
I got it.
Yes.
Okay, so it's back, way back then. And have you ever taken any drug treatment, sir?
No, I've never had the opportunity. I would like to, but I never have. No.
Okay. How long of, over a span in your life, how long did you use drugs? Were you relatively short period, or?
As coming as a youngster, I used drugs for a span of time, I'd say about maybe 20 years.
Okay. All right, so that's quite a while. And you had a lot of property crimes in California. Was that related to the drugs?
Those thefts are thefts out of stores, which is really like a bottle of shampoo or a deodorant. Not in that first day. Those are paid theft requirements in California. That's considered a felony under Penal Code 666. So it's actually now it's a misdemeanor, but back then it was a felony. And a lot of those crimes were done by those dates from like 10,000,
right.
2010 to 2000. I was in prison the whole time. So I don't know how those dates are going from 1 year to the next when I was in custody.
Yeah, it's just about one every year.
I was in custody for some of those.
I was
in
the same
year. Every year, and I was in jail.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. But how can this be? Yes, he would read a new the next year, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Anybody have a question for Mr. Jones? Okay, Mr. Jones, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know before we go into discussion and make a decision, sir?
No, just, I mean, I made that mistake. I take all full responsibility, and I didn't raise my say. I'll give you a chance to get back out again. Yes, I will report. I did report. That's my mistake. I take what I get coming. That's it.
All right, sir, thank you very much. The board's going to go into discussion, and while we're in discussion, we just ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you with a decision. All right, so the board's now in discussion. Mr. Jones is an individual who completely admits his mistake of not reporting. He was picked up shortly after that, just in a routine traffic stop, was not driving without a license and running it out. So it was a simple mistake in his vehicle. He does have a sentence end date of September 6th. Of this year, and it looks to me like he would be best served by just remaining where he is and finishing his term, at which point he won't have to worry about parole officer, but I would take any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant number 2018W0352. In our discussion with Mr. Jones and information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jones was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, and specifically by absconding for 8 days, during which time his parole officer could know his whereabouts.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion made by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Jones, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Mr. Jones, back to you. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision.
Okay.
And you'll be released on or about September 6th of 2018. Okay. And at that time, you won't have to worry about a parole officer. You'll just be responsible for yourself.
That'll be September
6th. On or about, it just depends, you know, stay out of trouble in the meantime, and you'll be in good shape. All right, so thank you for being so pleasant with the board. We appreciate it. Just, if you give the phone back to your CO3, we appreciate it. Rather than hang it up, don't hang it up.
Thank you.
Thanks. This hearing is concluded.